The tour content for this week has been dedicated by me in honor of Anne, with gratitude for her monthly support of my Torah content and in celebration of her engagement to Ben. Mazel tov! In other news, I am considering relaunching my Rambam Bekiyos podcast. My goal is to cover the entirety of the Rambam's Hilchos Tefillah, halacha by halacha, in short, 5 to 10 minute daily episodes. If you are interested in sponsoring my Rambam content specifically, please let me know. I am eager to make this project a reality, and I am ready when you are. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page Devar Torah I wrote on Parshas Va'aschanan, which I published on my blog Kol Hasridim on July 23rd, 2021. And the title of this article is Declaring Hashem's Oneness in Love. And just one editorial note here. For some reason, maybe it's because I quoted more sources in this than usual, I was reading it, and it just interrupted the flow of the reading to read the sources aloud. So what I'm going to do is just say that in this one, I'm not going to quote the sources unless they're psukim. And if you're interested in the sources, just look at the actual written version. Okay, here we go. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. That's from Devarim 6:4. This pasuk is the source of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, God's oneness. We are commanded to, quote-unquote, unify Hashem in our minds, to know that He is absolutely one in every sense of the term, and to continually strip away all notions of contingency, multiplicity, physicality, and temporality from our conception of Him. The next pasuk in Devarim 6:5 says, "You shall know Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol meyodecha." You shall love Hashem your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your resources. We are also commanded in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, love of God, to contemplate the infinite wisdom in His wondrous creations, which will result in a state of bliss and fill us with an overpowering desire to seek even more knowledge of Him. Yichud Hashem is logically prior to Avas Hashem. After all, how could a person have a, quote, tremendous desire to know the great name, unquote, without knowledge of who Hashem is and who He is not? Indeed, the Rambam explains that Avas Hashem is, quote, based entirely on knowledge, and the love will be in proportion to the knowledge, if little then little, if a lot then a lot, end quote. However, in his commentary on Ava Rabba, or Avas Olam, the bracha which we say in Shacharis before the Shema, the Abu Dirim indicates that Avas Hashem is, in another sense, prior to Yichud Hashem. Quote, you will find that this bracha includes many themes, that Hashem loves us more than all the other nations, that He gave us the Torah, that He instilled within us belief in His oneness, and that He is the Lord of all. But the bracha concludes with the theme of love, not with the theme of oneness, because the declaration of His oneness is ineffective unless it is from love and from a whole heart. And the Hebrew that he uses here for ineffective is lo yo'il. Okay, end quote. What does this mean? Presumably, the Abu Dirim would agree that there is inherent value in knowing Yichud Hashem, both because it is a fundamental truth and because such knowledge is a mitzvah. The Torah's value system of avoda me'ahava, serving God out of love, and Torah lishma, learning Torah for its own sake, is predicated on the idea that knowledge is intrinsically valuable. As the Rambam writes, quote, the only purpose of truth is to know that it is true, end quote. What then is the Abu Dirim referring to when he speaks of the efficacy of our declaration of Yichud Hashem? Effective in what sense? And what makes a loveless proclamation of His oneness ineffective? According to Abu Dirim, it is our declaration of Yichud Hashem that has a purpose beyond merely reviewing the idea. Avas Hashem is the motion of the yearning soul in its quest for knowledge of reality. Yichud Hashem is the ultimately unattainable destination of that quest. When we affirm our belief in Yichud Hashem from a place of ahava, we strengthen our conviction that behind this multifaceted reality is a unity. In other words, a wholehearted Shema will have the beneficial effect of reinforcing the synergistic relationship between Yichud Hashem and Ahavas Hashem. But if God's oneness is nothing but an abstract theoretical construct which resides in our intellect, disconnected from our passionate truth-seeking, then our declaration of Yichud Hashem is reduced to a dry, ritualistic, ineffective catechism. Now we can understand what we mean at the end of this bracha when we ask Hashem to help us yachedecha be'ahava, literally to unify you in love. We are asking that our conviction in His oneness not only inform, but also inflame our quest for knowledge, and that our seeking of truth be oriented towards the ultimate truth, with a capital T. The conclusion of the bracha teaches us that Hashem's love towards us is based on our love towards Him. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.